Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome each and every one of you to another live Impact Lunch Break call here on Blog Talk Radio. We know it as One Family, One Focus Radio. This is internet radio where we are heard all over the world. And my name is Mr. Solace King here with Hidden Hunger Global. I am the Director of Marketing, Sales, and Training. It is my honor to be your host today. And I'm with my partner in success, Ms. Charlotte Warren. Charlotte, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Silas. Excited about the call today.
Doing well by doing good. That's one of our slogans, right?
That's right.
And we're going to show you here at Hidden Hunger Global, guys, how you can do well by doing good as well. And, you know, with our company, if you're a guest on the line, what our company does is we service and we help and we save the lives of children all over the world with three incredible products. You know, we have three incredible child-saving products. And these products, the first one is a micronutrient pack that helps reverse malnutrition. Children under 5 years and younger, it's so critical that they get the proper vitamins and minerals needed in their foods, and in a lot of countries, they don't have any. They don't get any vitamins and minerals. You know, and in this country here in the United States, it was mandated back in 1950 by our government to make sure in all our food we had the proper vitamins and minerals. And, you know, with our micronutrient pack, what we do is we help with those packs provide 15 essential vitamins and minerals needed for pregnant mothers and their children to develop properly and live healthy and productive lives. Our second product is our linen mosquito net. Now, these nets provide children and families the protection they need from insects that are the major carriers of airborne diseases. With this net, it has a repellent on it, and if any insect touched the net, they die. But if a child happens to play with the net, put it in their mouth, nothing happens to them. And these nets are good for up to 5 years. And, you know, they could be washed up to 25 times and still have that repellent on it. Powerful, powerful product. And then our third child-saving product is our portable water filtration system. Now, this product is smaller than a soda can and filters out over 99% of pollutants, providing a family up to 150 gallons of clean drinking water every day. And our company needs your help. You know, we look for customers and we look for members, but customers are the lifeline of our business, you know, and customers are people who make a decision that they want to help, whether it's $20 a month. As little as $20 a month, you can provide one of these child-saving products. And every increment of 20 buys another child-saving product. And, guys, these children, they need it every single month. They don't just need it one time. And so, you know, with your giving, whether it's $20, $100, $1,000, whatever you choose, and we ask that you do it on a monthly basis because, again, these children need it monthly. Whatever you choose to give is a tax deduction for yourself. A gift in kind tax receipt is what you'll receive, and you'll be able to write it off your taxes. And so, you know, here it is, the month of December, the month of giving. You know, everybody looks toward Christmas. They buy gifts, they give gifts, but we're asking you to give the gift of life. And we're not asking you just to give without getting something back. Again, 100% tax deductible. But more importantly, these children, if you can imagine, where children here in this country, they're already writing their lists and they're making it twice. You know, they're putting down they want bikes and they want, you know, toys and they want, you know, the girls want dolls and, you know, all of these fancy gifts. You know, some people are asking for iPads and iPhones and all this other stuff, right? Well, these children in these other countries, every day is a fight for life. And we're asking you to give a gift of giving, a gift of life for as little as $20 a month. And, you know, I know we have guests on the line today. I know we have also members on the line. That members are people who look to make a bigger impact. They look to help us on this fight to find other customers who are willing to give. But members are also givers as well. They're also customers. They're also people who give, you know, on a monthly basis to help and bless these children. And, you know, Charlotte, you know, who is our first guest or first member that wants to share today?
Today, our first guest is going to be all the way from Kentucky, and we've got Deborah Sell on the line listening in today. Deborah, are you still with us?
I sure am. Good morning. Good morning, Silas. Good morning again,
Charlotte. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Such a blessing to be here.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and Deborah Sell from Kentucky. And, you know, today's topic is going to be kind of twofold. The first thing I want to talk about is, you know, the fact that we are a social entrepreneurial, we have a social entrepreneurial business model. And, you know, this is a relatively new term, but Robert Kiyosaki, who is the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he also wrote the book Cash Flow Quadrant. You know, he's a noted multi-millionaire. And Robert says he believes by the year 2025, which may seem like it's far away, 10 years away, but time flies so fast when you're having fun, right? Robert says that he believes that, you know, that word, social entrepreneur, will be a household name. Everybody will know about it. And just to kind of put it in my own terms before I give, you know, the definition, you know, so many companies now are starting to wrap business models around helping with social change, helping to make a difference in the world. You know, not just a business model around, you know, lotions and potions and coffee and tea, and nothing wrong with those companies and services, but wrapping a business model around social change. In fact, the definition in Webster is a person or company who establishes an enterprise or business with the aim of solving social problems. See, that's the key, social problems, or affecting social change. And there's four social problems we're looking to affect. In fact, in my opinion, eradicate. And that first one is malnutrition with our micronutrient packs. The second one is mosquito-borne diseases with our mosquito net. And the third one is clean drinking water. And that fourth one is poverty. We're looking to effectively, you know, help change, help solve the poverty problem. Because whether you know it or not, 76% of the people in this United States of America, the richest country in the world, live paycheck to paycheck. And what does that mean? That means if they were to lose their job today, 30 to 90 days later, it would just devastate their entire family. And so, Deborah, I'm just asking, you know, social entrepreneur, what are your thoughts about this whole concept?
I think that this is one of the greatest things that has ever been thought of. If you just look at what Hidden Hunger is doing, utilizing this business model and this term, it's amazing. It's a global effect that this company is having. I had been asked, well, you know, you're saving children overseas. What are you doing for the kids here? And I said, I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. We have mothers, single mothers, who cannot afford to buy a breakfast sandwich for their child. But with this business model, she can. She may, you know, need to get new shoes for her kids. With this model, we can, through her efforts and her work efforts and good work ethic, she'll be able to help her family here. Talking to somebody not long ago, and they were saying, you know, well, the kids over here, you know, you always get that double-sided coin there. You know, people will always give you one excuse or the other. And they said, well, the kids over here, they've got stuff to help them. And they don't always, because I know here in our little community, in our little town, it broke our hearts to know that we have to have a backpack program. And a backpack program is where that churches and organizations put food in these backpacks for these kids to take home with them on Friday so that they can eat Saturday and Sunday. That's wrong, no matter where it is. But we do have these organizations here who are doing our best to look out for these children, you know, and helping how we can and with what we can. Hidden Hunger Global has added a new facet to that, being able to help the kids here and the families here by making this a for-profit company instead of just a charitable company. Because if it was charitable, we could go out and we could help all the children around the world, and still it would not be coming back to us and helping our own families. I know in my own family, my husband is a disabled American veteran, and we have had a lot of ups and downs with his health. And my health is not 100% all the time, but I'm looking to building this business to where that we don't have to worry about and rely on if Uncle Sam is going to take his check away because they say they're running out of funds. I'm building this business to help us, to help them, and to show other people here, other friends here. My friend and superstar Michael, team member, awesome dude, him and his mom, I love them to death. They've worked hard and gone through so much. They need a way that they can see clear, where that they can see beyond the darkness of the tunnel that they feel like they're in. Hidden Hunger Global has taken social entrepreneurism to a whole new level. Hidden Hunger Global has taken fundraising for charitable organizations to a whole new level. If you don't see it, you're not opening your eyes wide enough. You're not paying attention. Just listen to what we're doing. Thank you, Solomon.
Wow, that's powerful. So, Deborah, let me ask this question, too. And, you know, a lot of times we take for granted the fact that, you know, we have clean water. We can take a clean bath. You know, we can go and stop at any store and buy a bottle of water. And we never think about, you know, the fact that, children in other countries, all right, they have to drink water that is so filthy, that is so nasty. But if they don't drink it, they die. But if they drink it, they die. So it's a catch-22, but, you know, we don't think about that here. You know, micronutrients, you know, all of our food since we were born, even our Similac, you know, for babies, has mm-hmm. micronutrients, has the vitamins and minerals in it needed for children. Whereas children in other countries, number one, they fight for food in some areas where they don't even have enough food. But when they get the food, it's just calories. It's no nutritional value. And we don't even think about that here because we were born and raised in a country that already has that mandates that for the food. And then mosquitoes. I mean, I've been bit by mosquitoes before. I've actually killed them on my arm. You know, I see the blood. But I don't think twice. I flick them off my arm and I go about my business. And here it could be life-threatening. You know, we're talking about three critical things, but we're talking about, you know, things that we can help, we can eradicate. I know that you've had some experience, you know, with the sample kit and using the water purification. Talk about those three products we'll bring on our next caller and why they're so important and why we need customers. You know, I'm on every call here to the end of the year. I want to make sure that everybody understands that I am talking to customers. We got to get customers. We got to get people, because there's going to be people who don't want to build a business. There's going to be people who are not interested in network marketing. But there's going to be a lot of people who are willing to help us as customers. Talk a little bit on that.
Right. You're absolutely right, Silas, because without saving the children, we do not have a business. This is not a business. It's not doing anything. We must save these children. You know, as we've been talking about the micronutrients pack, and we've talked about the lack of nutrients in the foods that these wonderful organizations are giving to these countries and to these children. Praise God that they're doing that the children don't feel the hunger pains of hunger as much, but their body is still shutting down because they don't have the nutrients. And what they're doing is they're giving them these high-carb meals. Now, I don't know how many out there that's listening are diabetic, but I know that's a death sentence. even beyond the other things, you know, the blindness, the deafness, the lack of ability to do cognitive thinking and the other things that go along with malnourishment. You're not only giving them malnourishment or they're not only having malnourishment because they don't have the nutrition in there, but what they are getting is the carbs that breaks down and destroys the body, overworks the liver, takes the pancreas, it just overworks the pancreas to where diabetes is a scary thing. I know what it does. I come from a family of diabetics, and I am a diabetic. If all I had to eat were carbs, I would not last very long. Down your kidneys. It messes with your nerve endings. You can't feel, so you'll get scalded and real easily, and you get pins and needles constantly in your hands and your feet. So when we're not giving them the nutrients they need and them being able to get proteins and stuff that they need to go along with their diet and have a balanced diet even, it's deadly, even more so than that. And the water purification system is such an awesome, awesome thing. I can't wrap my head around how awesome it is, actually. It's amazing to have something the size of your fist. Basically, it's the size of my fist, a little bit longer maybe. It's a lot smaller than a soda can. And you take this, and Silas, I won't even go into the water that we used. It was very bad. You put this horrible, horrible, horrible water through this little filter, and it comes out crystal clear.
Yeah, we experienced that, right?
Do that. Oh, yes, we did. Mm. Don't even want to think about that. But it up to 150 gallons of water a day. Now, that's more than just for one child. That takes care, a lot of times, a whole little village over there. And it's just such a simple, simple thing to do, to be able to give them for $20. You know, yes, I love Starbucks. And yes, we say that, you know, give up your coffee for a month. And that it doesn't take very many cups to equal $20. They can have water, clean water to drink, and not have to skim these puddles that they find. They're not very deep. It's just wherever they can find something running, and they try to gather up as much of the fluid, the liquid, as they can. I won't say water because it doesn't look like water to me. And they're trying to move some of the big debris out of the way so that it'll fit in the little mouth of the little dirty Clorox bottle that they found somewhere that they can dip up this water and get enough in there so that they can have a little something to drink. That's not right. It's not right while we sit here and go to our refrigerator and get our bottled water out. Or just go to our faucet and get our water that's been treated by a local treatment plant to make sure there's no microbes in it. We can take a bath without worrying about catching something, a skin virus, because our water is so dirty and it's got so many nasty things in it from animals defecating in it and all the human waste going into it and everything. We don't have to worry about that. Every time you hear running water here or you see running water, our fountains out in public squares have cleaner water than they ever see over there. And I guess the next thing that I'm so in love with all of these products because they all have such a huge impact is that mosquito netting. When I heard Rachel Zelon talking about when y'all handed out the nets, and I believe it was in Haiti, handed out the nets and then went back this past August, I believe it was, to check on how things were going, and the cases of malaria had dropped down to nothing, basically, and what they were finding is that our nets are not only protecting the families that are under them, but everyone around that net. Everyone around in that village, because that mosquito, that little rascal, once he lights on there, you don't have to slap him. He's dead. And he's not going to bite nobody else. So I thank the Lord for that. That's awesome. And whenever I tell people about these products over here, they're like, oh, I'd love to have one of those. You don't need it. give me the money to save a child instead. That's what we need to be thinking about.
Yep, that's awesome, Deborah. You're absolutely right. And I was just having a conversation with someone today, and when I explained that net, they said the same thing. They wanted it. They wanted to purchase it for here. But, yep, so we're absolutely looking for customers. And, you know, I think the critical thing for people to realize is that these children are fighting for their life every day. This is something that is going on every day, you know, and, you know, I want to talk about this. I'm not sure, Charlotte, and I want to thank you, Deborah, in Kentucky for sure. But, Charlotte, I don't know if ever
thank
there's been
so
a time
much.
In absolutely. I don't know if there's ever been a time in your life, Charlotte, where you needed help from someone for whatever reason. You know, I can think of several times in my life where I've actually needed help. And I know how that feeling felt. And I made up my mind that if ever I was in a position to help someone else, that I would do it. Charlotte, have you ever experienced that at all?
Yes, and in being in a position to where you have, you know, needs for your family, it's really an awful feeling, you know, just wondering how those provisions are going to be met. And, I mean, and a lot of people on the call and a lot of people in our organization are people who share a common faith in Christ. And so, you know, we have that assurance that, you know, he's our provider, but at the same time, just wondering, you know, when that's going to happen is just an awful feeling. And so, yes, I'm just like you, Silas, having experienced that, I definitely feel very compelled to give and to share when I have. I mean, even what I have, I'm definitely willing to share and contribute because I know I hate that feeling. I know that need. And I don't think that I've ever known hunger and starvation, however, and just recognizing that there's always somebody that's a little worse off than what you might think you are is also very motivating because, you know, we've got a lot for which to be thankful, and we just do. So,
absolutely, yeah, and you're absolutely right. I remember one time when my house caught a fire. And it caught a fire so bad that, you know, that first off, wanted to make sure my children were out and were safe, and they were, but the fire was so bad that we had to move, and we really had nowhere to move. And so we wound up moving in with my sister, but I had four children, my wife and myself, so that's six of us. My sister, it was her and her three boys, so it was four of them, so it was 10 of us living in a two-bedroom apartment. My sister had a two-bedroom apartment at that time. And, you know, just, you know, it was a blessing that she was able to help us. You know, but we, you know, our clothes caught fire, everything, our food, our refrigerator. So we needed help. And we were, thank the Lord, able to get help until we were able to get back and move in our family. I think it was like almost 90 days, 3 months that we were with her. And, you know, just every night I just thank the Lord for that blessing of the need rather than worrying about, you know, the fact that I didn't have. But that is not to the extent of children starving but, you know, dying from malnutrition or dying from a mosquito bite.
Right.
We're talking about life and death here. And so we're looking for customers who are compassionate about helping. You know, we're looking for businesses who want that end-of-the-year tax write-off, you know, because, again, I want and here's the thing. I want us to celebrate life. You know, I don't want this to be a doom and gloom thing. I don't want this, you know, we're always talking. I don't want people to feel bad about it. I want us to celebrate life, celebrate these children's life, because you never know, you know, one of these children may be the next Picasso or might be the next, you know, Bill Gates. So I want to see if our next guest, I believe Christina Easter from Virginia, has she joined us on the line?
I think
yes,
here.
Sir, I'm here.
Christina, how are you, young lady?
I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
Doing incredible. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. And Christina, we're talking about the theme of, you know, of thinking when we've ever been in a situation where we needed help, and you know, why we are so compassionate about making sure we help now these children. Because it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling to be in that situation. And any time, any chance we get to help and bless others, especially when we're talking about saving their lives, I think it's critical. Chime in on that a little bit, if you will.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, I was just listening to you to talk about that, and just wanted to make a correction. You say you're not talking about starving, but in actuality, they are starving. Otherwise, there wouldn't be other companies that we're working with that are helping to provide that food that they need. And then I like what Rachel Zelon said when she said that we're not trying to be a company to end-all, be-all, be-all, end-all, because there's a link to every chain that causes that chain to be what it needs to be a chain. And a chain is not a chain without each link connected. And so Hidden Hunger Global provides that for these children and adults, their mothers. The position to be in to need help is pretty much everybody. I don't see anybody who doesn't need help. But these children can't get what they need without Hidden Hunger Global. And that's a literal fact. It's fortunate, but it's an unfortunate situation, because they are in a position where they can't ask for something that they are not aware of, or something that is not available to them, or something that's not accessible to them. They only do what they know to do. They only have what they're accessible and capable of getting. And some of them are too sick to be able to walk. Some of the mothers are too sick to go to get water. And so for companies to be able to, organizations to be able to provide the food that they need, and even, you know, down to biblical services and ministry, and, you know, we're trying to provide a whole life for them because they don't have it. So this is not something that we're just thinking about. This is a reality, and it's a reality that has been transpiring for quite some time now, and for Hidden Hunger Global to have surfaced and to be as tangible as it is, it's a blessing for them. It's a blessing that many people shouldn't second guess. The fact that they have an opportunity to provide filters and netting and nutrient packets, this being a first of its kind, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable opportunity for them. It's going to surpass and contribute exponentially to what's already being done. And so it's kind of like having ice cream without frosting, without the cherry on top. Hidden Hunger Global is the cherry on top. You know, you can't order fries without salt unless you intended it to be. But those children don't intend to be sick. They don't intentionally want to be dehydrated. They don't intentionally want to feel malnourished. And those mothers don't intend to continue to have babies just to see them die. So Hidden Hunger Global and the fact that they are in need, I've been in need before. We're always learning how to be able to be humble, like you said, and being able to go through stuff and tell somebody else, yeah, I need your help. And those children, just the fact of what they're going through, they're pretty much saying they need our help. And they deserve it.
Yes. Well, you know, Christina, the thing that I'm making sure that everybody understand is that we need customers. And, you know, I know for people who've been in the direct sales industry before, traditional network marketing industry before, you know, pretty much every other company, they focus on just recruiting. And what I'm explaining to people here with this, with Hidden Hunger Global, if we focus on customers, a lot of those customers will become members later. They'll want to be part of the crusade later. But what we've got to make sure is we don't lose people because they don't want to recruit, or they think we're just like every other network marketing company. Remember, our goal is to save 1 million children in a month. So that means a million CSPs. So it doesn't matter if they come from one customer who buys 10 or one member who buys 10. What matters is that everybody is a customer, and everybody that wants to help helps. So we want to make sure that we're getting this word out and we're sharing with people. And don't worry if you haven't learned the compensation plan or if you haven't learned how to explain how we get paid. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you learn the story about these children, that you understand the child-saving products, and that you share with people that for as little as $20 a month, they can become a customer. If they do it on a monthly basis, it's more helpful because these children need it monthly. They don't just need it one time. Right. You know, the name of our company is Hidden Hunger, right? And the definition for that is the state of being adequately fed yet malnourished due to lack of proper vitamins and minerals in their diet. A lot of these children, they're eating food, they're getting calories, but if you ever see them, some of them have the stomachs where it's, you know, like a pot belly. You know, that's because they don't have any vitamins or minerals. You know, and, you know, Christina, you have children?
I do. I have four children. Yes, sir.
You have four children, see? And I have four children. And I look at my children every day, and I just thank the Lord, this is not us. By the grace of God, this could have been one of us or our children. And
yes.
So I just have to do something to help. Christina, before I let you go, just share anything else that you need to share.
I'd like to put a challenge out to all of our listeners that we would actually reach out to where our children are, and that schools, campuses, businesses, that we would actually have them to be able to set up an opportunity for other children to feel like they're helping other children. You know, we with this being an opportunity for us to reach out and have customers, and this being like Deborah Sales said, it's an absolutely exceptional. I can't even find the word. It's a marvelous fundraising opportunity. And so for people to know that they are giving back, especially with schools, and like she mentioned about having book bags for children who are, you know, low-income families, I've seen that too at several schools. And so you know that schools particularly are already in a position where they are providing, they have a mindset to give back to the community and to just be a helping hand to the children, their children. And so I just challenge all of our listeners to maybe reach out to a school and see if they will partner with you to take on Hidden Hunger Global as an opportunity to not only help their children, but to let them know so they can encourage their children to be helping other children that are not as fortunate as they are. And as they do that, they're giving back to their own communities, and they will have the opportunity to see the benefit of giving back. And it's awesome because the more they're able to do, the more the children's lives in their own schools that they'll be serving. And even in collecting change, just leave a big bucket for, you know, it says Hidden Hunger Global on the front of the office. And every child that comes and has change to bring in that leaves with their teacher, that stuff adds up. It really does. And the school can just turn it in and purchase however many, you know, care boxes that they can, however many child saving pack products that they want to purchase. And it's just an awesome, awesome way to give, to pour in, and to let these children know that they're not the only ones. But if they can recognize what they're going through and they see the need that they have, imagine what you could do for somebody else. And so the school gets back, the school, you know, benefits, everybody benefits. And that's a good thing about Hidden Hunger Global. The fact that it is a for-profit company, everybody wins. You know, nobody goes lacking. And that's really the whole point about saving lives, nobody goes lacking. The benefit you have in being a blessing to somebody else always affords you an opportunity and faith that you will be able to be blessed in return.
Well, thank you, Christina. I appreciate that, young lady, and looking forward to seeing you, and wish you have a happy holiday. We're going to leave from Virginia. We're going to go to South Carolina. I believe we have Pastor Reggie Haskins on the line next, Shalette.
Yes,
Pastor Haskins,
Reggie,
have you joined us?
Yes, I've joined you from the beautiful city of Orange Breck, South Carolina. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I am doing incredible. I want to welcome you to the call. I know that you, you know, traveled to the event this past weekend, the VIP Super Saturday, where we celebrated together on Friday night, our IPP and Christmas party. And we also on Saturday did the VIP Super Saturday training. You know, we celebrated with other members who are out there getting customers. And, you know, I'll never forget, you know, the CEO, Mr. Duncan Dodds, and his wife. They gave away a Kaya 80 pack. In other words, they bought it as a customer under someone, and someone won that. Ms. Vicki Nelson won that. But share with us your fond memories of this past weekend.
Yes, Mr. King, and look, and it's good to hear you, sir, and it was a great blessing to see you there, and even to meet Mr. Duncan Dodds in person, and his wife, the beautiful wife. You know, it was a blessing because you saw and one of the things that was important for anybody to see is when you can see the CEO a part of the movement. I mean, he was all in, and, you know, and so you'll know, even though, you know, some may hear that he gave that away, but they don't know that the value of it was only $800, that he gave someone else that's just part of the company, and just him being a blessing in so many ways, and the company being a blessing, feeding us and taking care of us. But most of all, it was the training and that we got from him, yourself, and Jeff Artis and the others that was there. We got some extensive training that was powerful because it helped us to understand more of the movement and also how we are planting seeds throughout the United States, throughout the world, and helping children and saving children's lives. You know, that was really good.
Yep, that's awesome. That's awesome. And Reg, you know, I know that you, a lot of times people, they get involved in a company. But what I found, and until they get the company involved in them, you know, and that's what events do. Events take you to a whole nother level. Talk about some of the things that happen not at the event, but during the event. And what I mean by that is, you know, meeting after the meetings in rooms and, you know, the meeting of new members that maybe you only heard on the phone, and you know, the camaraderie of maybe ordering pizza together and talking strategy. Just talk about the things that happen, meeting people in the lobby, and getting the word out, or getting their card, or giving them information. Talk about the things that happen around the event, even the traveling to the event, and that sort of bonding. But you know, getting the company in you to where now you become a walking, talking billboard about what's going on.
Right. Now, Mr. King, that was also a great blessing to, you know, many times we do conference call and we have people calling in throughout the United States. But to put a face with a voice and also meeting the people and the camaraderie and the love that was shared, you know, meeting Ms. Leslie, Ms. Debbie Sales, Gary, oh man, Gary kept us laughing. He's a great guy, and so many of us, Michael, and it's so many names. I mean, they just running in my head, but there's so many seeing them in person, and that was a thing. And we joined, and we bought pizza together, ate pizza, laughed, set up. I mean, I don't think any of us really got sleep at all during the whole event because it was the next day before we knew it, and enjoying one another with the same focus, same vision, and so much love, and empowering one another to increase in any other way in our life, not only just in hidden hunger, but just helping one another with different things, getting to the airport and getting places where we needed to get. That was powerful, and that also helps you to go to another level because you see you're working with people that's sincere and have a sincere heart, and that was phenomenal in itself.
Yeah, developing that family atmosphere developing that commitment. Excuse me. That commitment and that connection. Reggie, if you would, tell us why you're committed to go out every day and find customers for Hidden Hunger Group.
You know, I'm even more committed even after the event, and even calling friends from college and way back, because now I see that even more so it's a need to save the lives of children. I mean, children, it's been a cliche and it's been a saying, children are our future. But it's so true today because we see so many starving. And, you know, everybody didn't grow up with a gold spoon, and some of us were able to feel different things. And I have grandchildren. And I have children of my own. And it makes me think that we're blessed to be in the United States. And here, even a homeless person can walk into a McDonald's and get a free clean glass of water, where a child there cannot not even get a clean glass of water. So my heart goes out to the children, and I look forward to saving the lives of children, because we never know. That could be the one who helped with world peace. That's the one that could help with so many different things, and we raise them up and just give them the necessary nutrition and clean water and protect them from the mosquitoes and every other type of disease that can come from insects. That's in itself, it touches my heart just to be a part of that. And most of all, God said in his word in Proverbs 19 and 17, I believe that is, he says, when you have pity on the poor, you lend it to the Lord. And I give honor and a praise that I can lend God anything.
Wow, that's strong, Reggie. That's strong. I truly appreciate you, young man, and I look forward. I just got an announcement that and you guys will start to see this everywhere. September 8th and 9th, the incredible Rachel Zeilon and myself. I said December. Actually, January 8th and 9th. Let me clarify that. January 8th and 9th, the incredible Rachel Zeilon and myself will be in Nashville, Tennessee, for a two-day event, a Friday night event and a Saturday morning event and training. And so anybody in within hearing distance, you're going to want to make that event. You're going to want to get people to that event. And our whole theme is going to be getting customers.
I'm looking at my flight today.
Getting customers and getting people to that event. So appreciate you, Mr. Reggie Haskins, sir. And you know, Charlotte, I know you know, excuse me, I know you know Rachel very well. And, you know, I call her the glue, you know, the glue to this whole thing. Right. You know, Reggie, at the event, you got a chance to see her by Skype. Charlotte, first, I want you to share just a little bit about Rachel, and then Mr. Haskins, I'll let you share a little bit, and then we're going to bring her, I believe, Jay Sean Johnson is waiting in queue.
Yes, he is. Rachel Zeilon, you know, it's rare to meet an individual, somebody who is, you know, accomplished and yet so unassuming. You know, as we've said several times over, when referring to Rachel, she, you know, was at one point voted one of the top 30 humanitarians in the world, and that's a significant honor. I mean, she's gone out, she's done the legwork. I mean, she's out there in the field, you know, the hands and feet. And so when you say that she's the glue of this company, just her experience, and, I mean, she's one of those people that she can go into countries where other people can't go because she has relationship with the leaders, with the agencies that are able to get aid directly to children, and the compassion that she has and what she represents. It's just amazing. And so for her to be a part of our organization, is tremendous because she believes in the mission of Hidden Hunger Global and sees the practicality of what we're doing, because at the end of the day, it's about saving the lives of children. And Rachel's been doing that for so many years. She's also been one who's identified, you know, the specific needs, you know, getting, I mean, there are a lot of efforts that are, you know, raising funds for people all over the world to get this, that, or the other. I know that one of a trend right now, and I don't mean this in any disparaging way, but a trend, you know, is, you know, building water wells so that people have the access to, you know, pump their own water. And, of course, you know, Rachel's like, yeah, but they can't drink that water if it's dirty, you know. And so and in one of our products, you know, the water purification filter is something that's just significant. So she gets down to the brass tacks, the bottom line of what specifically, you know, is going to be of use to actually, you know, saving the lives of people and helping them to be healthy and living productive lives. And so very excited that she's going to Nashville. That's huge. You know, she's a very busy person, and so to be able to make an appearance like that and to speak shows her commitment to what we're doing. Amen. You still there with us, Silas?
Yes, I'm still here. And Rachel said to me the other day, she said, you know, it's one thing to help these children survive, but our goal is to help them thrive. And, yeah, you know, help them to get back healthy to where they're thinking correctly, they're physically healthy. And it's not just saving their lives, but it's helping them to become more productive. You know, Reggie, you got a chance to see her, you know, on Skype and meet her, you know, kind of impersonally in person. Tell us your thoughts about Rachel.
And even ditto with Charlotte said, as well as, you know, and what you said, how she know they're going to survive, but she's caring about how they thrive. And it's something when I can see in her, she should be the number one humanitarian because she's in there. She's with them. She can she see the need and not just reaching out just to do something, but doing what's necessary. And that means a difference because a lot of times, see, people, or let's say they don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care. And I see she has compassion in her heart, and she really cares. And she's right there on the ground with them, boots on the ground, making it happen. So I say she should be number one, not number 30, number one humanitarian. And I really appreciate having her as a part of this movement that's created today.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to stay in South Carolina. Let's see, but we're going to go from Orangeburg to Columbia. Let's see if Mr. Jayshon Johnson is available. Jayshon, have you joined us on the call?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, young man. I can hear you. Tell us about your experience this past weekend here in Houston at our blast-off event.
Wow. The atmosphere was just explosive, if I could use that word. Everyone, they were just all fired up, ready to go, not for the money, but for the call, for the cause of helping these children, to help these children in all these different countries that we're working in, and just everyone, they were just taking their notes and just listening, you know, the attention, the full attention to just learning how to become better at helping these children, taking in all of the notes and nuggets. You know, everything, meeting the people. The Christmas party was great, meeting the new members, as well as some members that I've heard on the phone for a while, and just being able to put their name and their faces together was an amazing 2 days there in Houston. You know, I was able to further build relationships and bonds with some of the different members that I met the first time. You know, it was just a huge family event. You know, we met some of the newer members that are coming into business. You know, was able to be introduced to Mr. Mitch and Mr. Scott in their presentations and what they taught us and other just perspectives of looking at it, you know, because sometimes we make things too complicated, you know, and sometimes they just were able to help us to simplify it a little bit and change some of the perceptions that we have and just simply just let us know. It's just about talking to people, really. You know, like we said, we're in relationship building. You know, one of the things Mr. King always says, one of the most important things to him is building a relationship with a person. So just speaking to people, I mean, most of the people you're going to end up making customers and members are going to be the people you don't even know. You know, and just talking to people and learning, you know, different nuggets from the different leaders and just being able to get the repetition of learning the different systems that Mr. King teaches and learning the compensation plan a little bit better so we're able to explain it as leaders. Everything was just definitely incredible down there in Houston. If you miss it, you do not want to miss February the 19th and the 20th, Orlando, Florida, because I know it's always going to be better than the last one.
Absolutely. Tell us your impression. You got a chance also to see Ms. Rachel Zeilon on Skype. Tell us your impression about that.
Well, Ms. Rachel is a phenomenal woman. I met her in Dallas first and was able to hear her passion for the children that she's have, some that she's never going to ever meet, and just all of the passion, was able just to take a little bit of that from her and incorporate that into me, that passion for the children, for helping these children, you know, and just helping them with the different products that we have from the water filtration systems, because we understand it doesn't matter what the children have. If they don't have clean water, the clean water, then they're going to be sick no matter what, you know, and so we really need to get the water out. And just understanding a little bit more about reversing the malnutrition and the malaria nets, stopping the spread of malaria. I learned that in Dallas, but then when we came back here in Houston, I was able to listen to it even more and still pull those nuggets from her. You know, she was very busy, wasn't able to make it to Houston, but yet she still chose to take out about 45 minutes, an hour out of her day to actually answer any questions that we had throughout the room and to make sure we had better understandings. And one thing she helped clarify for us is why aren't we helping the children here in the United States? Because, you know, if you look at it, they do have help. They may just not understand how to get it, but we're actually helping people who cannot help themselves, who their government do not invest in them like our government invests in us. And to just be able to understand that, because that is a question that I've gotten, the better understanding of how to overcome that objection, if you will, to overcome that objection of why we're helping these children who really, really can't help themselves and their families can't help them either.
Well, Mr. Jay Shire, we definitely appreciate you taking the time to share. And one of the things I want to reemphasize to everyone is, you know, to get your customers to go out. It's going to be a lot easier for you to find people who are willing to give $20, $40, $50, $60, $100, $1,000 a month than to find members. And a lot of your members are going to come from those customers. And here with the last month of the year, there's a lot of people looking for tax write-offs. They're looking for tax deductions. And I can't think of a better way to get a tax deduction than to bless and save the life of a child. I just want to remind everybody again, January 8th and 9th, Nashville, Tennessee, you don't want to miss that event. We'll be posting something on that probably as early as tomorrow. And if you're in that area, you want to get there, Rachel Zeilon, I'll be there, but I'm telling you, the headliner is going to be Miss Rachel Zeilon. And we're going to do a Friday night event, and then we're going to do a Saturday event with the training. So make sure that if you're in that area, if you can make it, you want to get to that event. And Tennessee, it'll be in Nashville, Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee, which is the suburb. So, you know, with that, I've got my partner in success, Charlotte, and, you know, her and I have already said, for us, this is the best time of the year. We love all the cooking. We love the family getting together. You know, she's got her two boys that are going to be flying into town, and, you know, the festive is like, you get to see more people smiling and laughing. They're out and about shopping, and I can't tell you, you're going to have such a huge audience to be able to share Hidden Hunger Global with your family. And, you know, don't approach it from the standpoint of trying to recruit your family, all right? You know, approach it from, listen, I need you to be a customer. I need your help to help me with these children. Approach it from that standpoint. You're going to get a lot of them that will actually help you, that will become a customer, whether it's 20 a month, 40 a month, 60 a month. And so I know that I'm going to be sharing more with my family from a customer standpoint. And, you know, they'll make a decision if they want to do more. But I just think that if we approach it from that standpoint, we're going to get a lot of more people who will help us, who become our customers, a lot more people that will be able to be part of what we're doing. You know, Charlotte, do you have anything you want to add here before we close our show today?
Just letting everybody know that, getting customers, this is a great time of year. Always reiterating what you say, Silas. There are a lot of people who are looking for, just like us, we talked earlier on the program about giving back and, you know, had we ever been in a position of need and what that felt like. And one of the things that you said, Silas, was that having been in a position of need, it built an even deeper compassion for you to make sure that whenever you had an opportunity to give, to share, to help somebody who couldn't help themselves, that's just a greater mandate in your life right now. And so this time of year, there are a lot of people that that recognize that, and sometimes it's just a matter of asking and a matter of just putting it out there. And so be aware of that, and you know, help us get closer to that goal of saving 1 million children in a month. That's what we're here to do.
And I want to make sure I say this so everybody understands this. You know, nothing is too small. You know, when we tell people 20 a month, and you make a commitment to do that and you do that every month, that's more powerful, in my opinion, than someone who just does, you know, $1.99 one time. Because you're doing it every single month. And now, don't get me wrong, we love for people to do power packs. We love for people to do you know, as much as they can. But yeah, the thing I know is this, that if we can help you understand that every single month doing this, and it doesn't matter how small, doesn't matter how big either. You know, you want to do $100,000, that's fine as well. But we want that commitment of people doing it every single month, every single month. And so just to reiterate, guys, want to make sure that you're talking to people, going after customers, letting them know that they get a tax deduction for blessing these children. Share with as many people as you can, and you're going to find out that some of these people will go from being customers to actually becoming members. I want to thank all my guests that joined us today. And we'll be back here live tomorrow on the Impact Lunch Break Call, live here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, we're one family, one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in a month. God bless everyone. Take care.